And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We are continuing our interview with Peter Canova in just a couple of minutes, but right now it's time for Beth McDonald, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, or you can dial her up at 963-0842. And because, Beth, we are still in the midst of what I think can be viewed as, and I have to be honest, I've been kind of reminiscing about the days of yore, I guess that's the way it would be put, at least my days of yore, and holidays past and the fun that we used to have, caroling and so forth. And I'm grateful for those things. And that's kind of what we're going to focus on, is continuing our theme from Thanksgiving of gratitude, especially in light of a lot of things that have been happening to a lot of folks in this country, let alone around the world. It seems like it becomes harder and harder to be grateful when we have all kinds of traumatic things happening, but it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. You're absolutely right, but it does take a concerted effort. And that's one of the things I've really been working on a lot lately with clients. Not just during this holiday season, but actually really since the market crash in 2008. There are always things to be grateful for, and what you focus on gets bigger. Mm-hmm. What you focus on gets bigger. And so it's important to find that line between acknowledging the problems long enough so that you can create a proactive and effective strategy, but then really turn your attention all day, every day, as much as you can, to what is it that you love about your life? What is it that you love about the people around you? Focus on that and make that bigger.
You know, that's interesting, because somebody, when I was going through a particular phase in my life back in my 20s, I shared with a good friend of mine the issue, and she said the very thing that you did in a different way. She said that the more you worry or focus on it, the more power you give it.
Well, exactly.
If that in fact is true, and I do believe that it is, well, if you spend time being grateful for whatever it is that you can drum up in spite of the trauma or the drama that you're going through, guess what you're giving your power to? To yeah. That which you're grateful for, or to the whole aspect of gratitude.
Yeah, people, if they can wrap their heads around that concept, mm-hmm. have a much harder time figuring out how to incorporate that into their daily lives, minute yeah. by minute, hour yeah. by hour, mm-hmm. and it's a very disciplined practice. You know how in the Muslim culture, in the Islamic religion, you are called to prayer 5 times a day.
Right.
If
yeah.
you could just stop five, that's an enormous discipline. That takes so much effort to stop your day and align yourself spiritually. I have so much respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can extrapolate that outward to just simply gratitude or giving thanks to God or whoever for the good things in your life, if you can start by just making a concerted effort to do that 5 times a day, things will change for you. And you will be happier in your life.
Oh, I agree. And yeah. it can actually, if you can, even if you don't have the discipline to do it multiple times during the day, if you can, even just as you're going through your day and you observe things, like I take a walk every Friday morning from the Sansom Clinic to the radio station, and the things that I see and the feelings that I have, especially the cool air, especially here in the wintertime,
right.
I love that. And I am so grateful for the cold weather because I enjoy it. The beautiful blue skies when we have the blue skies, or whatever the conditions are, the birds. And I just go down that list because that's what
right.
brings me so much joy. So I am so grateful for those things being there
right.
amidst all of the hustle and bustle with the cars and the businesses and the shops and so forth, which, again, I'm grateful for as well. But if you can start doing that, I think maybe that sort of gets you on your way. Maybe when you first wake up in the morning, most of us have pets. And I think that if we can be grateful for them being with us and loving us, I mean, to me, that's a great starting place.
Yeah, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But it is easier than you think. It just takes time to develop whatever your personal ritual and routine and method is. But if you don't give it time, it's not going to happen. Some of those most miserable people I know are really entrenched in, oh, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. It's like, okay, fine. Rock right on.
Well, and I also learned something very valuable in terms of saying, well, I don't have the discipline to do that. And the reality is that each one of us does, because we have a daily ritual 5 days a week normally that we go through every day throughout the day. We do a lot of the same things over and over and over again. So you really do. You do have the discipline. I used to say that I don't have the discipline for whatever it was. And then I started taking a look at my day and my week and going, well, apparently I do, because I'm repeating this particular good thing for myself every day. So you kind of give yourself a pat on the back in that regard, saying, I really can do that if I really want to. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. So folks can get more information from you in that regard as well by getting in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
Through calling you at 963-0842.
Yes.
And Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting.
Absolutely.
And with the holidays that we're in the midst of, and maybe we can continue this issue of gratitude in our next segment next week in light of the holidays. And I read something, and I'm going to just throw this out there for the next segment, and that is that apparently the whole aspect of holiday blues is a little bit mythological. I read something along those lines, that it is not as bad as maybe the media has been making it out to seem. And there's something to be grateful for as well. But we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. Thanks, Richard.
BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. I'm Richard Dugan. Tell me your story. We'll be back with Peter Canova in just a moment.